general, we invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the amazing Lee Harris. So you know what? I am just getting so bad at these descriptive words, aren't I, Lee?
I'm loving it. I mean, they're all actually genuinely quite nice at the moment, which is surprising.
I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people.
We do.
They do. So, an interesting week in travel again. And of course, some of the news is the same old, but let's start off with Air New Zealand.
So Air New Zealand has launched the world's fourth longest non-stop flight connecting Auckland with New York. Earlier today, the inaugural flight took to the skies from Auckland Airport. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner will remain airborne for an estimated 16 hours and 15 minutes before its wheels touch down on the US Eastern Seaboard. The return service is anticipated to take over an hour longer due to the difference in jet streams. The flight will be flown three times per week. Air New Zealand attempted to connect the two cities on the same route 2 years ago. It was scheduled to begin operations on October 29th, 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic shut down international travel, thus terminating the route before it launched. However, the route today has finally gotten off the ground.
Strike action in Europe. Once again, pay your people.
Indeed. I mean, we talk about it every week, don't we? But yeah, it's another one that I popped up. Swiss pilots are to vote on an October strike following failed negotiations between the airline and the Aeropairs Pilot Association. Pilots rejected a new employment offer from the carrier following previous unsuccessful talks. As a result, pilots will vote on a possible strike to begin on October the 17th. That's set to overlap with the busy autumn holiday period and cause major disruption to Swiss's operations. Swiss pilots have been operating without a proper labour agreement since April the 1st, with ongoing talks with the airline leading nowhere. In August, pilots rejected an improved offer from Swiss by a margin of around about 80%. This suggesting there's still a long way to go before the issue is going to be resolved.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't just affect Swiss Air. We've talked about this before, is that when an airline goes on strike, it affects everybody because there's connecting flights. And if one is knocked down, it seems to have a domino effect.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say, a domino effect. You know, well, you take that one pilot out, that flight doesn't go. You know, if people are connecting onto that flight or connecting from that flight to somewhere else. And that's, yeah, it's just a knock-on effect, which is not great at the moment, especially in Europe.
Yeah, for sure. The U.S. STSA pre-check program. Let's start with what is the USTSA?
Okay, so the TSA for US, basically what it is, it's a simplified, quicker way for American citizens and permanent residents to get through security. It's as simple as that. Basically, they have their documents checked prior, and then when they get to the security line, instead of joining the massive queue where everybody else is waiting for 3 hours, they can skip through the queues quite quickly. So that's the basic of what the program is. However, the news with regards to that is that the Transportation Secretary Administration of the USA have announced the expansion of the pre-check program with the addition of Air Europa, Flair, Volaris El Salvador, and ITA Airways, all of which operate flights to and from the United States. Now, TSA PreCheck is available for eligible passengers when departing from U.S. airports on domestic or international flights, or from Nassau, Bahamas, and after returning to the U.S. for connecting domestic flights. U.S. citizens, nationals, and lawful permanent residents can apply for TSA PreCheck for a cost of $85 for a five-year membership. Now, when new applicants are approved, they receive a unique known traveler number that makes them eligible to use pre-check lanes at airport security checkpoints. And children under 12 are permitted to join a parent or guardian in the dedicated lane. Now, just to give a contrast, in August, 95% of TSA pre-check passengers waited less than 5 minutes in security lines in the US compared to passengers who are not part of the program, and they all had over at least a 1 hour wait. Just saying that, I would honestly totally encourage any eligible crew looking to get enrolled in the TSA pre-check program as quickly as possible. It will save you a heap of time, especially with the Caribbean season coming up and transiting via the US. It's going to be a lifesaver.
Air Belgium has some news.
They do, yeah. So some 20 years have passed since Brussels had regular passenger flights to South Africa. That has recently changed, though, with Air Belgium now linking Brussels to Johannesburg and Cape Town. At 9:14 p.m. on September the 14th, Air Belgium took off from Brussels to Johannesburg and Cape Town. It was behind schedule, but it made up the time en route. Now, it runs to Africa on Wednesdays and Sundays and northbound on Mondays and Thursdays. The schedule is as follows. All times are local as well. It leaves Brussels at 19:45 and arrives into Johannesburg at 07:30 the following morning. It then departs from Johannesburg at 8:45 in the morning and arrives into Cape Town at 11 a.m. Coming back, it departs from Cape Town at 1500 p.m., arriving into Johannesburg at 17:15, and then departs from Johannesburg at 18:45, arriving into Brussels at 06:15 the following morning. Now, for those traveling to Johannesburg, Air Belgium's non-stop route is, of course, going to be the quickest option. However, for those continuing to Cape Town, a journey of 15 hours and 15 minutes, there are various other European carriers that might be a little bit quicker, namely Lufthansa at 13 hours and 55 minutes and KLM at 14 hours and 5 minutes. So if you're going to Cape Town, you may be decided to take a different approach and maybe looking at Lufthansa or KLM.
That's why they've got you.
Indeed, indeed. We'll find you the cheapest, most efficient route we can.
That's what you're there for. Lee, I have to say thank you. We're heading in right now. We are actually in boat show season and everybody's going to be heading over to the Caribbean and, of course, Florida very shortly. So these airstrikes are just not something that people are looking forward to.
No, it's not. Hopefully, again, we say every week, don't we? We hope airlines are going to see sense sooner rather than later, because it's a knock-on effect. You know, one airline's pilot see another airline's pilot striking and getting a pay rise. They're going to do exactly the same thing. So, like you say, pay people what they're worth and everyone will be happy.
I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people.
We do.
Thanks, Lee. And I guess we're going to see you right here, same time, same place next week.
Unfortunately, you can't get rid of me, Rhea. I will be back here, same time, same place.
We wouldn't want to get rid of you, for sure. You keep us up to date on all things happening in the air. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.